Hi everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hope you enjoy the episode. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Bulldog Podcast. This week, we will be talking about MLK Day, which is coming up on Monday, January 16th. We wanted to take this episode to talk about the significance of this day and service opportunities in general. First up, we wanted to talk to Ms. Murphy. Welcome, Ms. Murphy. Can you please start by briefly introducing yourself?
Yes. Thank you for having me and for highlighting this theme on your podcast. So I'm Debbie Rivera Murphy. I am a DE graduate, class of 2011. And I am currently the Director of Student Activities and Community Service in the upper school. I work on all school programming in the upper school with the upper school team, fundraising, events, service learning, and student organizations.
Great. So first off, could you just start by talking a little bit about what Dwight Englewood generally does for MLK Day?
Yeah. So MLK Day of Service is a national holiday in the United States, and it commemorates the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and his commitment to not only racial injustice in America, but also economic injustices that exist among our social classes. So the Day of Service is intended to build fellowship and to build awareness around social issues taking place currently, as well as understanding a little bit more about the history of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy in the United States during the Civil Rights era.
So why do you think it's important to acknowledge this day and give back to the community on this day?
So important. I think, you know, I care a lot about civic engagement and preparing students for a world in which we are conscious of social issues, a world that's really evolving quite a lot. Part of our mission statement, the end of it, says meeting the challenges of a changing world to make it better. And to me, I think that that really makes way for our school to be better and to challenge our students to understand what's happening in the world and take action. I think it's super important that we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy because he embodies all of the things that we hope our students will also embody one day. Yeah, it's evolved also how we've honored that day here. So 6 years ago, I worked with Dr. Bugs on creating a model that included a lot of community, you know, together time in the morning. We invite families from all three divisions of our school, so it's a cross-divisional moment. We don't have that many of those in our school. Usually the lower school does something or the upper school does something, the middle school has their own market or whatever, right? But there are very few moments where we're all together and families are all invited. So it's a special moment, and we decided to start off with a breakfast, then followed by some kind of keynote presentation that would ground the day itself and, you know, acknowledge the legacy of Martin Luther King so that we all come away with a, you know, a shared understanding of who he was and what he meant for our country. And then we do breakout sessions, right? We have workshops where people are learning about the legacy of redlining, for example, or racial injustice, economic injustice, maybe gender injustices, and also service, hands-on service, right? So we have had on-campus opportunities and off-campus opportunities. And then at the end of the day, we come back together for a lunch, and we have typically had a share-out session where people reflect on their learning, on their experiences of the day itself, or any kind of bond that they might have built.
So just a follow-up question to that. So why do you think a day like that is so important to building community and just important in general to a community like DE? Like, what do you think something like that is bringing? Or like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the greatest things about this school, right, as opposed to, you know, when we were virtual or when we were just maybe not doing this kind of thing, is that it allows people to get to know each other in a structured setting that's not a classroom, and where people of different grades are involved, right? And not only in the same school, but also across divisions, and parents to interact and to get to know about local organizations and how they're involved in making America better, right? To make informed citizens, right? All of these things are ideally capturing what our mission statement says we are doing as a school. So it really is living our mission in action.
Great. You know. So in general, what do you think is the biggest, why do you think service is so important at Dwight Englewood, just to sort of build off of what you've already said here?
Well, there are a lot of benefits to incorporating service in our school, particularly service learning. First, it makes people more culturally aware, right? It brings you outside of your comfort zone, potentially, and you get to know fellow human beings that are not your classmates, right? So service learning really brings you outside of the DE gates. It really works on people's like altruism and their desire to do good in the world, and it allows an opportunity for people to get hands-on. Critical thinking comes from service learning because you start to think about more global and local issues that you might not be directly dealing with or experiencing yourself. So it broadens your understanding of other issues, which, you know, critical thinking, that's what schools are all about. And it also engages you in your own society. You become people that are really well informed about the education system or food insecurity that exists with our neighbors here. Homelessness is a big issue, right? A lot of issues center on poverty. There are policy issues that are in place. Service learning can really, really round out our education like no other kind of offering can. And I really hope to see that service becomes a much more ingrained part of our DE culture. And I mentioned to you in our pre-conversation that I gathered a group of students, parents, nonprofit leaders, senior administrators, and faculty last spring as part of my master's program to really envision Dwight Englewood School in 5 years as a community that really embraced service learning for what it truly is or what it can be at our place. And some of the things that emerge from that are a focus on local community here, where we can, as a school, engage much more with the city of Englewood, that we can focus also on the inside of Dwight Englewood, right, and how we communicate and treat facilities staff, we treat our kitchen workers and people that are maybe not your teachers, right? How do we interact with each other in really caring and genuine ways so that we're not perpetuating social hierarchy within our own institution? Also curricular ties, there's a lot of real life learning that service learning can really benefit from. So last year we organized a trip from one of the AP Chem classes to go out into a farm here in Bergen County that actually grows food for food pantries. And they tested the soil while also helping the garden, you know, doing some upkeep in the garden. And that benefits the organization, but it also benefits our learning, and it really highlights what you're reading about in your textbooks, but hands-on. And seeing it in action is really beneficial to your learning as well. And there's also a conversation about whether or not it should be a requirement, right? How do we implement service learning at our school? Whether or not it should be tied to parking is a conversation that group had. Or how do we change it so that maybe it's not hours-based, maybe it's project-based. And the vision that the group landed on, I'll just read it to you so that you know, it's posted on the activities page. Students have access to this and faculty as well, but I just want to say it here. The DE Service Learning Program aspires to cultivate compassionate students to learn about themselves and each other in partnership with the local and global community to make a better world. So that's why I think it's important. I do think that, you know, as our education system evolves, we have much more AI technology. I'm curious how schools are built in the future. But for me, making well-rounded citizens is gonna be really essential, right? A moral place for our citizens of the world.
Great, so thank you so much for joining us today, Ms. Murphy.
My pleasure.
So So welcome, Dr. Batiste. Could you please start by introducing yourself?
Sure. I'm Dr. Jean Batiste, and I serve as the Assistant Head of School for Engagement here at Dwight Englewood School. I'm in my second year.
Awesome. Well, it's very nice to have you.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your role in planning this year's MLK Day of Remembrance and Service and a brief overview of what we can expect for this year?
Sure. So it's not just me, but rather it is our team that would include Mick Zambler, Ms. Henry, and I as members of the Dwight Englewood Office of Engagement, along with our planning committee, have been working, some of us have been working on this year's commemoration of the MLK Day of Remembrance and Service since last fall. And we're very excited to be back in person this time for the first time in 3 years. This Monday, January the 16th, we'll begin with breakfast at 9 o'clock, followed by an opening session at 9:30, and we'll be in STEM for that. And we are very much honored to have Mr. Alan Orr Jr., who is a Morehouse graduate and a Howard Law School graduate. And I don't know whether you all know this, but Martin Luther King Jr. is a graduate of Morehouse. And not only will he be, not only will Mr. Orr be talking about the legacy of MLK, but he'll be linking it to Mr. Orr's background, which is as an immigration lawyer, particularly with all of the struggles of the debates that are going on right now in this country around immigration, Title 42, and individuals and groups seeking asylum in the country. He will actually do a really great job of doing a talk that combines the importance of King's legacy with the issues now facing our country around immigration, and how we can honor Dr. King's legacy through what we do with underrepresented and marginalized groups. After Mr. Orr's presentation, we will have some learning opportunities and some service projects all on campus. And we're finalizing that today, along with lunch that our Parents Association is sponsoring at noon. So we start at 9 a.m. and we'll finish at 1 p.m. And we hope that everybody will come.
Great. So why do you think it's so important to have this day at DE? And what do you think the goal of hosting this session is?
Well, I think it's part of the national movement that's been going on ever since MLK was considered a national holiday, that we are following suit with not just having it be a day off, but have it a day on, by being back together finally on campus to combine our passion around social justice, to celebrate not only Dr. King's legacy, but also to operationalize his legacy through our learning and through the service work that we'll do that day.
So kind of adding on to that a little bit, why do you think these dialogues and emphasis on service is important in general and for a community like the...
Yeah, I think it a couple of things. Number one is that it brings alive our own diversity value statement and the importance that we as a community place on all issues of diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. But also it does keep alive Dr. King's legacy, which is important for all members of our community, not just some. But there's a lesson to be learned in a way that we can use Dr. King's legacy in all that we do as a school.
Great. So thank you so much today for joining us, Dr. Batiste. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in as well.
Great. Hope to see you all next Monday. Yes.